This is the Sakar Muli of the 17th of May 2025. Essence. Sweet children, each of you should check yourself to see whether you have become a flower. Check that you don't become a thorn by having arrogance of your body. The Father has come to change you from thorns into flowers. Question. On the basis of which faith are you able to have unbroken love for the Father? Answer. When you first have the faith that you are a soul, you will then have love for the Father. You need to have the unbroken faith that the incorporeal Father is present in this lucky chariot. He is teaching us through this one. When this faith breaks, your love decreases. Om Shanti. God, the one who changes thorns into flowers, speaks. That is, God, the master of the garden, speaks. You children know that you have come here to change from thorns into flowers. All of you understand that you were previously thorns, and that you are now becoming flowers. The Father is praised a lot. They say, purifier, come. He is the boatman, the master of the garden, and the redeemer of souls. Although he is referred to by many names, the same image of him is seen everywhere. His praise is sung as being the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of happiness. You know that you are now sitting with that one Father. You have come here to change from thorn-like humans into flower-like deities. This is your aim and objective. Now each of you has to look within your own heart and ask yourself, do I have divine virtues? Have I become full of all virtues? Previously, you used to sing praise of the deities and considered yourselves to be thorns. Because you have the five vices, you used to sing, I am without virtue, I have no virtues. Body consciousness is also a very strong form of ego. When you consider yourselves to be souls, you can have a lot of love for the Father. You now know that the incorporeal Father is present in this chariot. Even after you have this faith, it breaks. You say that you have come to Shiv Baba, who is in the body of this lucky chariot of Prajapita Brahma. The Father of all of us souls is only one Shiv Baba, and he is present in this chariot. This faith has to be very firm. It is in this that Maya brings doubt. When a Kumari becomes engaged and is to be wed, she believes she will receive a lot of happiness from her husband. But what happiness does she receive? She immediately becomes impure. Whilst she is still a Kumari, her mother, her father, etc., all bow down to her, because she is pure. As soon as she becomes impure, she has to start bowing down to everyone. Today, everyone is bowing down to her, and tomorrow she will be bowing down to everyone. You children are now at the confluence age and are becoming the most elevated human beings. Where will you be tomorrow? What are these homes, etc., today? There is so much dirty activity everywhere. This is called a brothel. Everyone is born through vice. Only you lived in the temple of Shiva. 5,000 years ago, you became very happy. There was no name or trace of sorrow. You have now come here to become like that once again. People do not know about the temple of Shiva at all. Heaven is called the temple of Shiva. Shiv Baba established heaven. Everyone says Baba, but ask them where the Father is, and they will say that he is omnipresent. They say that he is in the cats and dogs and the fish and crocodiles. There is such a lot of difference. The Father says, "You were once the most elevated human beings, but having taken your 84 births, what have you now become? You have become residents of hell. This is why everyone calls out, 'O purifier, come.' The Father has now come to purify everyone. He says, 'Stop drinking poison in this last birth.' However, they still do not understand. The Father of all souls now says, 'Become pure.' Everyone says, 'Baba.' First of all, souls remember that Baba, and then they remember this Baba. That Baba is the incorporeal one, and this Baba is a corporeal one. The Supreme Soul sits here and explains to you impure souls. Initially, you too were pure. You used to live with the Father, and you then came here to play your parts. Understand this cycle very well. You are now to go to the new world of the Golden Age. It is your desire to go to heaven. You used to ask for a child like Krishna. I have now come to make you become like him. There, all children are like Sri Krishna. They are Satopradhan flowers. You are now going to the land of Krishna. You are becoming the masters of heaven. Ask yourself, have I become a flower? Do I become a thorn by having arrogance of the body? Human beings consider themselves to be bodies rather than souls. By forgetting that you are souls, you have forgotten the Father. It is only by coming to know the Father from the Father that you can claim the Father's inheritance. Everyone receives his inheritance from the unlimited Father. There isn't a single soul who doesn't receive his inheritance. It is only the Father who comes and purifies everyone and takes them back home to the land of Nirvana. They say that the light merged into the light or into the Brahma element. They have none of this knowledge at all. You know to whom you have come. This company of the truth, satsang, is not of a human being. You souls became separated from the Supreme Soul, and you have now found his company. Only once in 5,000 years do you receive the true company of the truth. There are no satsangs in the golden and silver ages. However, on the path of devotion, there are many satsangs. In fact, only the one Father is the truth. You are now sitting in his company. You should have the awareness that you are godly students and that God is teaching you. This too is your great fortune. Our Baba is here. He becomes the Father, teacher and guru. It is at this time that he plays all three parts. He makes you children belong to him. The Father says, it is by having remembrance that your sins can be absolved. By remembering the Father, your sins will be cut away, and you will then receive a crown of light. That is just a symbol. It isn't that you can see light. It is a symbol of purity. No one else can receive this knowledge. Only the one Father gives it. He has this full knowledge. The Father says, I am the seed of the human world tree. This is an inverted tree. This is the Kalpa tree. Previously, there was the tree of divine flowers. It has now become a forest of thorns because of the five vices. The foremost vice is body consciousness. There is no body consciousness there. There they do understand that they are souls, but they do not know the Father, the Supreme Soul. All they know is that they are souls, that's all. They do not have any other knowledge. You have now been told that your skin has become old over many births and is now decayed. You now have to shed it, the example of the snake. At this time, both souls and bodies are impure. When you souls become pure, you will shed your bodies. All souls will run home. You now have the knowledge that this drama is coming to an end. We now have to return home with the Father. Therefore, we have to remember the home. These bodies have to be renounced. When the bodies are destroyed, the world too will be destroyed, and you will then go to your new home and develop new relationships. Those people will have to take rebirth here, whereas you will take it in a world of flowers. Deities are called pure. You understand that you were flowers and that you then became thorns, and that you are, once again, going to a world of flowers. As you make further progress, you will have many visions. Those are all games. Mira used to dance in trance, but she had none of this knowledge. Mira did not go to heaven. She would still be here somewhere. If she belongs to this Brahmin clan, she is receiving this knowledge somewhere. It isn't that because she danced in trance she went to heaven. Many people danced in the same way. They would go into trance and after seeing everything would return and then indulge in vice. It is remembered, if you ascend you taste the sweetness of heaven, but if you descend... The Father reassures you that you can become the masters of heaven if you study this knowledge and yoga. If you leave the Father, you fall into the gutter, vice. There were those who became amazed and belonged to the Father. They listened to this knowledge and related it to everyone. Then they ran away. They are being hurt so badly by Maya. Now, by following the Father's Srimat, you are becoming deities. Both souls and bodies have to become elevated. Deities do not take birth through vice. That world is a viceless world. The five vices do not exist there. Shiv Baba created heaven. It is now hell. You have now come here to become the residents of heaven once again. Those who study well will go to heaven. You are studying once again and will continue to study cycle after cycle. This cycle continues to turn. This is a predestined drama from which no one can be liberated. Whatever you see, for instance, a mosquito flying, it will fly in the same way after a cycle. A very good intellect is needed to understand this. The shooting of this drama continues to take place. This is the field of action. You come here from the Supreme Abode to play your parts. Some of you become very clever in this study, and some are still studying. Some study and become even cleverer than the older ones. The ocean of knowledge teaches everyone. As soon as you belong to the Father, the inheritance of the world is yours. Yes, souls that have become impure definitely do have to be purified. The easiest way to become pure is to continue to remember the unlimited Father. You children should have disinterest in this old world, for there is to be the land of liberation and the land of liberation in life. We do not remember anyone but the One Father. Wake up early in the morning and practice. I am bodiless and I have to return bodiless. Therefore, why should I remember any bodily beings? Wake up at Amrit Vela and talk to yourself in this way. The early morning hours are called Amrit Vela. The ocean of knowledge has the nectar of this knowledge. Therefore, the ocean of knowledge says, the early morning time is very good. Wake up early in the morning and remember the Father with a lot of love. Baba, I have now found you again after 5,000 years. The Father says, now remember me and your sins will be cut away. You have to follow Srimat. You definitely do have to become Satopradhan. Once you develop the habit of remembering the Father, you will continue to be in a state of happiness, and any consciousness of these bodies will continue to be removed. There will then be no consciousness of bodies. There will be a great deal of happiness. You were very happy when you were pure. All of this knowledge has to be retained in your intellects. Those who come first would definitely take 84 births. Then those of the Moon Dynasty would take a few births less. And then those of Islam would take even fewer births. The tree continues to grow, number-wise. The main religion is the deity religion. Later, three religions emerge from this one, and the branches and twigs then emerge. You now know this drama. This drama continues to move as slowly as a louse. It continues to tick away second by second. That is why liberation in a second has been remembered. Souls remember their Father. Baba, we are your children. We should therefore be in heaven. So why are we in hell? The Father establishes heaven. So why are we still in hell? The Father explains, you were in heaven. You forgot everything while taking 84 births. Now follow my directions once again. It is only by having remembrance of the Father that your sins will be absolved. Alloy has been mixed into souls. Bodies are the ornaments of the souls. When souls become pure, they receive pure bodies. You know that you were in heaven. Now that the Father has come once again, you have to claim your full inheritance from him. The five vices have to be renounced. Body consciousness has to be renounced. While doing everything, continue to remember the Father. Souls have been remembering their beloved for half a cycle. That beloved has now come. He says, you have become ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. I have now come to make you beautiful. This is what the fire of yoga is for. Knowledge wouldn't be called a pyre. There is the pyre of this yoga. By sitting on the pyre of remembrance, your sins will be absolved. Gyan is called knowledge. The Father is telling you this knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of the world. The highest on high is the Father. Then there are Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar, and then those of the Sun and Moon dynasties. Then there are the byplots of other religions. This tree grows so large. This tree has no foundation at this time. This is why the example of the banyan tree is given. The deity religion has disappeared. People have become corrupt in their religion and their actions. You children are now performing elevated actions in order to become elevated. You are making your eyes civil. You must no longer perform corrupt actions. There should be no bad vision. Each of you check yourself. Am I worthy of marrying Lakshmi? Do I consider myself to be a soul, and do I remember the Father? Examine your chart every day and ask yourself, throughout the day, did I become body conscious and commit any sin? If so, there will be 100-fold punishment. Maya does not allow you to keep your chart. You write it for 2 to 4 days and then stop. The Father is very much concerned. He has mercy. He feels that if you children were to remember him, your sins would be cut away. This does require effort. You mustn't make a loss for yourself. This knowledge is very easy. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Wake up at Amrit Vela and have a sweet conversation with the Father. Practice becoming bodiless. Pay attention to remembering no one but the Father. 2. Make your vision very clean and pure. That garden of divine flowers is being created. Therefore make full effort to become a flower. Do not become a thorn. Blessing. May you experiment on yourself and claim a certificate of serving with your mind in a powerful stage. In order to give the world the blessing of light and might, make the atmosphere powerful at Amrit Vela by experimenting on yourself with remembrance, and you will then be able to claim a certificate of serving with your mind. In the final moments, it will be with your mind that you will have to do the service of taking others beyond with a glance and changing the attitudes of others with your own attitude. You have to give everyone power with your elevated awareness. When you practice giving them light and might in this way, the atmosphere will then become free from obstacles, and this fortress will become strong. Slogan. A sensible soul does 3 types of service at the same time, through thoughts, words, and actions. Aviact signal. Imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. You issue a challenge that you can receive liberation and liberation in life in a second. In order to do this practically, your speed of self-transformation has to reach that of a second. Others have to be transformed through your self-transformation. Let them experience you Brahma Kumars to be transforming their attitude, vision, actions and words. Along with this, also give the experience of the personality of purity and spiritual royalty. As soon as they come and meet you, let them be attracted to this personality. Om Shanti.